you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Through 7 p.m., like every Friday afternoon, 5 to 7, here on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservative.org. I know the epic intro is too powerful to hold back. Welcome in. Thank you for joining me tonight. It is the 31st of May, 2013. My phone number, if you'd like to call me and discuss anything on your mind, 718-305-7176, 718 area code. 305 exchange 7176. I'll be here for 2 hours and would love to have your participation as well. If you don't feel like calling, that's okay. If you're live here in the studio listening in, there's a chat room right below the broadcast. Please feel free to log on and register your thoughts, opinions, questions, comments, concerns. Lively debate among the chat room residents. It normally gets lively in the second hour for whatever reason. That's totally fine with me. Go for it. Have at it. If neither of those things interest you, you could always shoot me an email, which I will get immediately, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Please don't forget, if any of these things confuse you, go to christophermanti.com. We'll find out information about this show, about me personally, but my adventures in life, my business, company I've started, the church I'm a part of, my blog, pretty much anything and everything that you could possibly want to know about Manti is there. So please check it out and tell everyone else about this network, will you please? We actually have breaking news about Conservative Nation Radio. We are on the radar screen of Michelle Malkin. Her recent post here about a reaction to something Jesse Ventura has said about Chris Kyle. I didn't even see the particulars of that, but some on our network have, and I have jumped all over old Jesse, which is probably a good thing because he's a jerk from what I've seen most of the time. Sometimes we agree with him, sometimes we do not, but he's kind of jerky. I mean, disrespect dead seals and stuff like that, that's just not cool. So anyway, props to us, Michelle Malkin, and Ted Cruz is now following our Twitter feed, CNR Show. That's true. Ted Cruz just did that today. Go to CNR Show on Twitter. Follow us as well. We would love to have you follow us. Okie dokie. Facebook, of course, we're on there, Conservative Nation Radio. And my show has a Facebook page also. Just go to Manti Show and like it. Love it. There's no love button, but there's a like button. So feel free to do that. Actually, don't I'm telling you to do it. I'll be a good little listener. Okie dokies. Thank you all very, very much. Tonight's program be highly interesting, I think. We're going to talk about serious matters, okay? I'm a serious guy and sometimes make jokes and talk about sports and stuff like that, but sometimes I don't. Most of the times I'm thinking about something heavy, right? I know that's why you're here, because you enjoy it also. Depression and suicide is on the menu tonight. Not me participating in those things, but talking about it, because I have a history that I can draw upon. You may as well. And there are some folks even tonight who are struggling mightily with this. And see what we can do to lighten the load or shine the light on that condition. Also, updates on the latest from the two greatest charities. Well, one's a charity, one's just an organization, but two organizations that I identify with the closest as far as national causes. All right, Voice of the Martyrs, which is all about exposing and helping the persecuted church throughout the world and their families. And AHA, Abolish Human Abortion, which is on the front lines on the abolitionist front. It's the only logical opinion that you can really have. If you're opposed to the practice, then you must be for its abolition on a nationwide scale and worldwide. Also, something that I was given a couple of weeks ago that is very powerful. I hope it affects you as well. It's called A Prayer for Awakening. And it's from my friends at Faith and Freedom Coalition here in Delaware. Beautiful downtown, Newcastle County. I'll read that. And then also, this is based on this apparently crappy movie that just came out, After Earth. I'm going to discuss what is After Earth, what is that supposed to be about, number one, and then take it to beyond that. And have you ever thought about that question? What does it mean, and is there an answer? And yes, of course, there's an answer. I'll provide it to you. 718-305-7176. Phone number again, 5 to 7 p.m., conservativenationradio.org. Please go there, favorite it, and send all your family, friends, and acquaintances. And those who disagree, we welcome their participation and following us as well at any time. All right. Something I just saw that my only reaction is, oh, here we go, is this is one of the things I really have to try to see if it's true, you know, send it to the old confirmation chamber. Headline is Department of Justice, and we know they're on a roll lately. Department of Justice warns Muslim bashing on social media may be a federal offense. I can't believe this is true. Let's see here. Let us see. Let's just read it. It's very short. Let's see. It's come to this. If this is true, this is open war on the First Amendment. It's come to this. The two top U.S. Department of Justice officials in Tennessee, okay, that's not exactly in Washington, but in Tennessee have organized a meeting to discuss the fact that not all American Muslims are terrorists. You need a meeting for that? And those who trash Muslims on social media may be violating civil rights. All right. The U.S. attorney, tell me, please, what right you're violating. The U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Tennessee, Bill Killian, and the special agent in charge of the state's FBI office, Kenneth Moore, will speak next week at a meeting called Public Disclosure in a Diverse Society. That sounds like something Darth Sidious would talk about. The American Muslim Advisory Council of Tennessee is sponsoring the event to promote understanding about the Muslim culture, the Tullahoma News reported. If you didn't know that inflammatory postings about Muslims on social media could be a federal civil rights violation, you aren't alone, which is why Killian and Moore will address just that topic. Well, that's an interesting little blurb. The source from that for that, if you want to check it out, is BizPack Review. So I'm not – it isn't exactly – oh, here we go. Oh, it's longer. Okay. There's some quotes here from the BizPack Review source. According to the article – what article? Okay, anyways, Killian and Moore, these two DOJ guys, will provide input on how civil rights can be violated by those who post inflammatory documents targeted at Muslims on social media. This is an educational effort with civil rights laws as they play into freedom of religion and exercising freedom of religion, Killian told the news Monday. This is also to inform the public what federal laws are in effect and what the consequences are. Killian said the internet postings that violate civil rights are subject to federal jurisdiction. That's what everyone needs to understand, he said. Personal injection. If you go to trinitymedia.com, online.com, or my Facebook page for Trinity Media, I'm willing to bet there's according to that definition, my company's in trouble. I better lawyer up here. All I'm doing is telling the truth about what Islam does across the world with facts and pictures, stuff like that. But sounds like this is going to be frowned upon. All right, let's continue. This is the end of the article. And on what speech on, quote, not all Muslims are terrorists would be complete without some comparison to Christian, quote-unquote, Timothy McVeigh and the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, or the Christian white supremacist Wade Michael Page and the Wisconsin Sikh temple shooting in 2012. Yeah, that's about it. So the state's top attorney for the federal government will try to make sure that people understand there really isn't a difference. Killing said the presentation also focused on Muslim culture. And what's Christian culture, by the way? Where's Jewish culture, right? Right. Anyway, that although terrorist acts have been committed by some in the faith, they are no different from those in other religions. Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols. Good thing the article addresses this because I'm about to blow my top. Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols were both Christians, as was the guy who shot up the Sikh temple. Sikhs are not Muslim. Duh. That's my criticism. Many people think they are Muslim, but they split off with the Hindu religion. Again, no kidding. Killian said he made other presentations in the state about Muslim culture and civil rights laws, and Muslims he's become acquainted with are outstanding citizens. Some of the finest people I've met are Muslims, he said. Adding later, we want to inform everybody what the law is. More importantly, we want to provide what the law means to Muslims, Hindus, and every other religion in the country. It's why we came here in the first place. In England, they were using Christianity to further their power in government. That's why the First Amendment is there. Oh, is that right? Moron. The difference, here's the end. The difference Killian fails to point out is that domestic terrorists McVeigh and Page were not religious extremists, correct? I do not recall ever hearing that either yelled, God is great, while killing people, or they ever acted in the name of Christianity. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, winner, chicken dinner. Or a pork chop dinner in this case. Oh, boy. Well, I guess we'll see next week how our First Amendment is how it's doing. It's not looking good, folks. It's just the latest attack. As I've said the past couple of weeks that all these scandals in D.C. lately of Benghazi and the IRS and AP and Fox News and all this stuff It's all about the First Amendment, all of it. All about freedom of speech, religion, assembly. It's all getting redefined, or as someone would say, fundamentally changed. That is the goal, after all. 5:15 now, Christopher Manti Show, 718-305-7176. Let's remember here, I'm not the only show on this network. We have programs all week long, including tomorrow afternoon. It's pretty clear. The switch is on to conservativenationradio.org. And if you have any doubts, just check out our new Saturday show with internet radio veteran Robert Garding. It's called The New Wise Conservatism Show. It comes to you now on conservativenationradio.org every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time. Now, Robert has a big following, so listen Saturday. You'll find out why. Thousands love his brand of New Wise Conservatism, and you will too. That's The New Wise Conservatism Show with Robert Garding, Saturdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? But everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host,
Manti.
Yes, I am your host. Welcome back to the show. Christopher Manti, radio program, 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. Thank you. Be here all night. Please call me if you want or email me, Christopher, at conservativenationradio.org. Or come in the chat room. Whatever you want, please feel free to do that. And I'll be here till 7 p.m., so drop on in. Drop me a line, drop me a call, drop me a chat. You know, that was terrible. welcome back to the program. Oh, man, what a world. What a world. So, yeah, if I'm going to be in trouble here for talking about Islam in a politically incorrect way, taking away their civil rights. By the way, doesn't this look, just pay attention. It's subtle. Islamic supremacists, okay? We don't know how many Muslims believe this and how many don't. But a tenet, a central tenet, is that every country in or on earth is Muslim. They just don't know it yet. It's not it's always the goal to get Allah's law everywhere, right? Which what you would call the Sharia. But look at how these organizations talk. It's never, why is it always American or Muslim Americans? What? That's a religion. That's like calling someone a Christian American or a Hindu American. What is that? What's sad about it? It's ridiculous. It makes no sense at all. It's intentional obfuscation. They're trying to confuse you. They're trying to pretend that there's some kind of class other than a religion, which is completely, they're free to practice, provided you don't hurt anyone else, which they do. I mean, look, you got Boston, right? You got two dudes setting up homemade bombs from pressure cookers, and yet you got 10 other dudes arrested because of it, and they might not be done. Point is, these things just don't happen. People don't come out of the womb wanting to blow up marathons or cut people's heads off in the streets of London. They have to be convinced that that's okay. And granted, the natural state of man is to be a savage. But they're taught this. It's part of the deal. Radicalization, call it what you want. Anyway, watch out whenever you see or hear something called a civil right pertaining to religion. They're God-given rights. You can practice your religion. You can also say whatever you want about another man's religion. No restriction. Right? Pretty simple. So anyway, I don't know how my company is going to fare here in the near future, but I will vow to fight and to keep it open and going strong. Your support is appreciated. So anyway, and again, watch out for anyone who claims it's racism to be anti-Muslim. What does that mean? It means nothing. It's a total fabrication. Even someone who on the other side who says the Arab this, the Arab that, the Arabs invented Islam, but they're not the only ones. They're not the only ones who were Muslims, folks. Most of them, I don't want to say most, but a good number of Muslims in the world are not even Arab. Indonesia is the biggest Muslim country on earth. Indonesia is not in the Middle East. Indonesia is not populated by Arabs. It's in Southeast Asia. Right? China, Japan, that area, okay? Philippines, Vietnam, right? That's the type of folks who have the largest Muslim population. That guy in England was a British born. He's British, period. He's a black guy. He's British. Not Arabic or not an Arab. Not even white. There's millions of black Muslims in Africa. By the way, the home of modern day slavery. The guys, the white Russian guys, like the Tsarnaev jerks, right? There's no boundary. There's no race boundary. There's no national boundary. Anyone could be a Muslim. Anyone could be a Christian. Anyone could be an atheist. And there's nothing to do with nothing other than what you believe. So keep an eye out for these trickerations, these people who, their lies and deception. And whoever would do that is especially dangerous because they know they're doing it. In fact, it's a tenet of Islam to lie to your enemy. Did you know that? Taqiyya. They're supposed to do it. I mean, really, guys, if you're not into this, if you're not educated about Islam, get there. It's not going away, and it's really where the rubber meets the road. So one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight was, I said, Voice of the Martyrs, the tremendously effective Christian charity out of Oklahoma, but serves the entire globe it educates about Christian persecution throughout the world. And it, when I say helps the persecuted and their families, I mean that in the most profound way. They are literally there in these nations, literally taking care of widows and orphans, literally putting prosthetic limbs on those that have been blown off or cut off by attackers. By the way, 99.99999, I don't want to say 100 because I'm not that smart to know every situation that's ever happened, but pretty darn close to 100% of every violent attack on a Christian on this earth is either a Muslim or a tyrannical government. And that makes sense. Those are Satan's tools. And they go hand in hand, really. But, I mean, they work together. I mean, a tyrannical government doesn't want to be controlled by Islam, of course, and then Islam doesn't want to be controlled by any secular belief system, so eventually they will go to war. But both of them hate the Christians and will literally kill us. It's a lesson of history. All you have to do is open your book and you'll find it. That's what happens. So it's growing closer here in America. It's coming. Real quick, again, this Voice of the Martyrs thing, they have a DVD that has some, about five short, in fact, it's probably on YouTube, five different examples from different nations about a persecuted Christian. And one story is so touching. Padina, I think her name is, in Iran, about how she was suicidal and her mother was suicidal because she was so sick. And Padina was so, tried to be such an observant Muslim, that she couldn't even finish her prayers properly because she was so paranoid that she wasn't washing well enough or saying the prayer exactly right. She felt she wasn't honoring Allah the right way. So as it turns out, her mother was watching a television show, and a person who has connections to Voice of the Martyrs, it has a show aimed at turning souls to the Lord in Iran. And the story just showed how her mother at first, and she was had multiple sclerosis, and she couldn't hardly get up. She talked to this person on the phone and convinced her to accept the Lord Jesus. And told the daughter, I know you want to kill yourself. He said, do this. Put it off for a week and pray. Let Jesus work in you. And if he still does nothing for you, you come on my show. Call my show next week live on the air and kill yourself then. That's a heck of a challenge. That's some faith on the host part, eh? Anyway, as the story progressed, they hung up the phone. Next morning, the mother is walking around. There's nothing wrong with her. She has been cured miraculously. Go to the hospital. They say the same thing. This is a miracle. What did they say? What imam did you pray to? What imam did you pray to? That's a, it's like a Muslim super priest. And then the daughter at that moment said, it was not an imam. We prayed to Jesus. And at that moment, she said, he is the living God. And to this day, they are the leaders of the underground church in Iran. And we'll be back after the break here to talk more about depression and thoughts of suicide, like Padina had. This is the Christopher Manti Radio Show, 718-305-7176. Let me talk to you about something that you're going to need in this world. It's called LifeLock, protecting your identity and your data. So as we know, we are targeted nowadays, right? ConservativeNationRadio.org is very proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service that there is. It's called LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. It helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity now, go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org, click on the LifeLock banner, and let them secure you. And we will be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of the peace, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
I'm Vince Gill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Real life's not a song. In less than it takes to play my latest hit, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. So next time you're out with someone who's been drinking, don't let them take the wheel. Take the keys instead. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make better lives. That's why friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Welcome back to the Manti Show. It is I, Christopher Manti, with you till 7 p.m., now 5:30 on the East Coast, and we will always resist here. Join me, will you? 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176, or come on in the chat room here. If you're listening live in our studio, just go scroll down under the broadcast, and you'll see chat room, log in and go. Or email me if you want, Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. Right? .org, not .com. So I would appreciate hearing from you in any way that you'd like. So before I went to the break, I said we're going to come back and talk about this pretty serious issue for a lot of people. And it's pretty serious right now tonight for some folks. I know that for a fact. very serious. And it's about depression and suicidal thoughts and suicide in general. I have personal experience with that when I was younger, in high school years. It was rough sometimes for me. I mean, a lot of reasons for that. It's definitely not all external, and it's nobody's fault. But the circumstances conspired, and I was weak in this area, so I got depressed. And as the natural consequence, if you're depressed long enough or deeply enough, then you're going to think of suicide. And if you really keep going down the road and don't get help, then you kill yourself. That's terrible. But okay, the Lord can bring you out of this. I want to tell you that now, because that's what happened to me. God will help you. Turn to Him. Talk to Him. He's right there. He's your Father. He's also your friend. Imagine that. Anyway, that's the way out. But for people going through it, they may not see that or care to see that. I understand. But it's true. He loves you. And a lot of other people probably do too. But that doesn't even matter. He does. And He knows who you are and how He made you. And He doesn't make mistakes. And didn't make a mistake with you. And some people don't like the situation that they're in. They don't like what they've said or done. Either they haven't asked for forgiveness for it. They haven't repented to God. Or they don't forgive themselves. You know, it's a critical reality of the Bible, is that once your sins are forgiven through Yeshua, that's the only way to do it. But once they are, they're gone forever. God doesn't even want to remember them. So why in the world would you want to bring it back up? He's kind of annoyed at that behavior, right? I mean, all he's done, and you've accepted it, and it's forgiven. Forgiven means you wipe. It's like getting an eraser out. Gone forever. Better than an eraser. It's like delete button on your computer. It's gone. Not even a trace of it. Blank sheet. It's as if it never happened at all. But some folks will not like, again, what they've said or done, and think maybe even tragically that they're beyond salvation. They're beyond repentance. They are beyond redemption. Okay, can't possibly be redeemed from this state or these things that they've said or believe, not even done. They're just thoughts a lot of the times. And that's terrible. I mean, that's a real tragedy. It isn't even a deed that you're looking for redemption from. It's a thought. Thoughts all the time. Thoughts are not sins. So take solace in that. And by the way, personally, this is my personal opinion. You know you listen to me for any length of time, then I have some different views on the on biblical teachings, out of the mainstream, you might say, on some things. And one of those things is Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Yeshua, Jesus. It's very possible that he repented. Did you think that might be possible? I don't know. Of course, there's, as you may know, there are two accounts of him dying, killing himself, right? One is hanging from a tree. This is after the betrayal and crucifixion, and he's given up Jesus, and he got paid his silver, he threw away the money, finally he could believe he did it, so he got all depressed and went to hang himself. End of story, right? Well, something really weird happened, because there's another account in Acts. About the circumstances of his death. And it says, let me pull up exactly. I'll get this quote on here. For times of reading and teaching, I really am getting into the NASB version. It's just as accurate as the King James, and you can research the original languages also. But the language is much more modern, which is unreadable, which is cool. Let's see here. Judas. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Acts chapter 1. There it is, verse 18. Sorry, Acts chapter 1, verse 18. This is an impromptu Bible study here. Now, this is talking about Judas. Peter speaking. Although this is in parentheses in the text. Does this mean Peter spoke it, or Luke, the author of Acts, wrote it? I'll leave that for you. Acts 1:18. Now this man, that's Judas, talking about Judas, acquired a field with the price of his wickedness. He bought a field, empty thing, the price of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his intestines gushed out. It became known to all who were living in Jerusalem, so that in their own language, the field was called Hakeldama, that is, field of blood. Now, that's something to consider, isn't it? Because if you hang yourself, unless you do it with razor blades or something, you're not going to bleed. And sure as heck, you're not going to burst open in the stomach and have your intestines fall out. Okay? So, you have two options. Either, for whatever reason, God did that to him directly. For what reason would you desecrate his dead flesh body for? I really have no clue. And there's certainly no precedent that I know of in the Bible for that. So if it's not that, it means he was murdered, doesn't it? Because if you Harry Carry yourself and cut yourself open and all your guts spill out, you're not going to then climb up the tree and hang yourself. That's not going to work, right? And again, this is not some, it's not figurative language. It's called Field of Blood because there was lots of blood all over the place after he did it. So, point is, I think there's ample evidence from that to say that Judas was going to, turn state's evidence, and he maybe even repented and was about to make life very difficult for the high priest, Sanhedrin. Just a thought to all you who may be suffering tonight. The Judas Iscariot himself, the one who vilified, one of the most vilified figures in all of world history for betraying Jesus Christ. But guys, Jesus had to be crucified. Otherwise, there was no point in him coming. Really. He died for us, for all before him and all after that time. Otherwise, heaven is shut to us. Think about that long and hard, please. So Judas himself came out of depression and did not kill himself. Think about that one. 5:45 now, Christopher Manti radio program. Remember, I am not the only show on this network. Every day, we've got a great program, including the one called Radio Free America. That's right, Wednesday nights. We're all about keeping the left guessing, right? Which is one reason why the Radio Free America show with Duke Brooks is moving to Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, here on conservativenationradio.org. Some things never change, though. Your weekly dose of anti-communist U.S. history and flying is still available, just on a different night. Maybe Republican politics in Delaware had something to do with that, too, but Radio Free America with Duke Brooks now rolls out Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on. Or this to the treadmill on your wish list. Or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
here's your host, Manti.
Rock and roll, my friends. I am back. 718-305-7176. This is the Christopher Manti radio program. I'm here till 7 o'clock. Like always, give me a call or email christopher@conservativenationradio.org or here in the chat room. We've got some folks in here now, so that's awesome. Thank you for joining. Question, comments, concerns, anything else on your mind, let me know. Okay. I reserve the right to hang up on you, of course, or tell you to go away, but usually not. So exercise your First Amendment rights. I will not stop you. I might have enough of you, but you can always voice it. All right. Manti Show, 718-305-7176, Conservative Nation Radio Network. This is the Trinity Media Studios. Beautiful Delaware, USA. The first state going down fast, I'm afraid. Once the left-wing policies taken hold, we've got gay marriage a year after they said they would never do it. We've got gun bills running like crazy, and very soon it's going to be illegal to have the magazine that I happen to own with my firearm. And a bunch of other great stuff. But that's cool. We're holding it down, man. I'm telling you, you can't leave bloom where you're planted, occupied, till he comes back. You can't run away to Texas. Evil will follow you. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. America is one nation. Under God. Indivisible. Do you know what that means? It means there's no Civil War II where secession is going to happen. Right? You can't go anywhere. Certain states are better than other states for liberty and for conservative principles, and maybe harassed less than others, but there's nowhere to hide. Once America's breached, it's the hedge of protection has been removed or there's a hole in it, the bad stuff comes pouring in like water. So it has been. So it will continue. It can't be stopped. Sorry. It's not a hopeless thing. It's reality. It's acknowledging reality. So you can't move to Texas or Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma. But like I've always said, I'll never live there because it's in Tornado Alley, and look at recent events there. That's why. So don't think you're just going to pack up and leave and life is better. Great, leave your family and friends and your state that you made in your home, leave it to die. Or are you going to fight where you stand? Protect what you love and your property. Exercise your God-given rights. I don't care if you're in the middle of Saudi Arabia, Red China, or the People's Republic of Massachusetts. People of God, stand where you are. We need champions in the church, not cowards. Cowards run away. Not just in the church, I mean in general in this nation. Don't run away. Don't be a coward. This land was given is the greatest blessing in the history of mankind as far as a place to build a life and to love and create wealth for you and your posterity. Slipping away now, all these things do come to an end, but point is, there's nowhere else to go. The sooner you realize that, the better off you'll be. Let me, before the top of the hour here, I think I want to do this now. Do you think you're separate? As a Christian, do you really empathize? Do you call your brothers and sisters in every nation of this world? Do you pray for them? Not you. There's nothing wrong with praying for your situation or your loved ones, but I got news for you. Your job, your health, your family's situation is not all there is in this world. That's not what we're called to do. That's not what we're called to minister to. Let's be out in the world storming the gates of hell and helping our brethren who are truly persecuted, not because they can't find a job. Excuse me, there's something sticking in my mind about that. Just seem to be people are so self-absorbed. When you read one story, a 13-year-old girl tortured because she won't reject Christ. I'm looking at it right here. I've got the whole case file. And I'm going to read this to you because it's powerful. If you want to check it out here over the break before I come back, it's called Families of Martyrs Fund. Direct link to this VOM, that's Voice of Martyrs, VOMbooks.com/FOM June 2013. Or you can call anytime, 1-800-747-0085. Families of Martyrs. All right, we're going to pull up the Bible's exhortation and then get into detail about that in the second hour, okay? After 6 o'clock, we'll come back and get into that. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is my phone number. Please feel free to call me or email if you want, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Visit conservativenationradio.org. Bookmark it, share it, go to Facebook. We're there. Twitter, also seeing our show. Big ups to the Twitter crowd. I've got Ted Cruz, as I mentioned earlier. Ted Cruz is now following our Twitter, as well as we were mentioned by Michelle Malkin on Twitchy, reacting to this dolt Jesse Ventura. There's a comment about a dead seal, Chris Kyle. So please follow along with them and go to CNR Show, CNR Show on Twitter. Also, if you're interested in my company, again, that looks like it's going to be under the gun here from the Justice Department pretty soon, go to Trin Media, TRIN Media. And that will put you in touch with the Trinity Media Twitter feed or Facebook will get it done also, Trinity Media page. Okay? Fine. Enough self-promotion. Top of the hour is coming up here. And the other side, and we're going to talk about this, what it really means to be persecuted, real rubber meets the road type of stuff, about how we're now called to live comfortable lives, And this prayer for awakening that I mentioned, we'll be reading that. And I'll talk about God's word, and if politics comes up, so be it. Not sure what's going to happen. I am absolutely crazy. Crazy! All right, guys, so give me a few minutes, and we'll be back taking your calls and mine. Back in a moment.
Congress don't make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
East Coast of the United States, this is Christopher Manti back on the air, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. After 6 o'clock now, got one more hour here on the program every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Feel free to give me a call, please. Email, chat room, whatever. And I sure would appreciate that, so thank you. Beautiful. Well, if you like hot weather, in my neck of the woods here, it's 90-some. That's exactly. It says 90 exactly. And humid. Personally, I hate that weather, but But after such a long winter, thanks to this global warming, it's been freaking freezing here for like 6 months straight. So I'll take a hot day here and there. No problem. So that is fine. If this is the worst I can complain about, then I'm in pretty good shape. And that is kind of the point of what I'm about to talk about, which is what is your problem? What is are you really in that bad of a shape when you compare it to other folks, other Christians? Right? The Voice of the Martyrs, again, is such a worthwhile organization. What does the Bible say about this? And when he opened, this is Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. And when he opened the fifth seal, the Lamb. When the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony which they had maintained. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" And there was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told that they should rest for a little while longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed, even as they had been, would be completed also. Right? What does that mean? It means there's still going to be martyrs up until the very end, until the final two, what normally is called the two witnesses. But until that time, martyrdom will happen. And torture is part of that, of course, not just dying. So let me read to you an account of a 13-year-old girl in Uganda, in Africa. And don't think this can't happen here. Susan was just 13 when an evangelist spoke at her school in Uganda, and she turned to Christ for salvation. That year, 2009, marked the beginning of the troubles with her father. At first, her father beat her because of her new faith. Then, in March 2010, he locked her in a room in their mud shanty. He kept her there for 6 months without feeding her. And she survived on roasted bananas that her brother slipped under the door when their father was gone. At one point, he threatened Susan and her brother with a knife, telling them he was ready to slaughter them. Neighbors became concerned and told police, who rescued her from the home. A local pastor who visited her in the hospital after her rescue said she was bony, weak, and unable to walk or talk. Her hair had turned yellow. She had long fingernails and sunken eyes, and she looked very slim, less than 45 pounds. While locked in the room, Susan suffered a bout of untreated malaria, and the long-term lack of calcium affected her growing bones. Several organizations helped fund Susan's treatment and care, but the local pastor has been her main advocate over the past 3 years. After two major operations on her left thigh bone, she can now walk with the assistance of crutches. Though others have provided some of her medical expenses, it's not enough. Voice of the Martyrs has stepped in to pay remaining hospital bills and to provide funds for travel to a hospital in Kenya. We've also provided living expenses for her and her Christian caretaker. A Voice of the Martyr worker visited Susan in April. When asked how she was doing, her face turned serious. She has a lot of pain in her left knee, and she is worried about future complications. Her left leg is not growing as it should, but she is scared about how her leg will function in the future. But when our worker asked how she felt about being a Christian, deep dimples appeared on her smiling face. She said, "I feel very well.
because I'm now with Christ, she said. Susan is just one of many people who are helping, they are helping through the Families of the Martyrs Fund. If you would like to help Voice of the Martyrs provide for those needs, we invite you to give a gift to Families of Martyrs. You can give a one-time gift or make a regular contribution by signing up for a monthly recurring gift. So go ahead to vombooks.com, vombooks.com/FOM June 2013. I know it's a long one, but that'll get you directly there. vombooks.com/FOM June 2013 or call 800-747-0085. Don't forget to look at the back on the site and at the phone number for monthly giving options. So
things like that happen all the time. And thank God there's people who are stepping up. By the way, why was her dad so angry at her? Well, I'll give you a guess. Didn't like the Christianity thing. Can you imagine? What if your family was like that? What if you were 13? And you went against your entire family and believed in, followed being a disciple of Jesus. And you were beaten and locked in a room. Would you just give up or lie about it or something? Or would that kill your faith entirely? You have to ask yourself these things. You have to put yourself in that situation and work it through. What if someone came up to you in a mob and told you, you really believe all that stuff? Reject Jesus now or else. With a gun to your head, what would you do? Would you hesitate? Would you deny him? We know how that works out, don't we? If you deny him, he will deny you. I don't think you want that. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Oopsie. Hopefully I'm still on the air here, connected with Skype. I should be good to go. Just confirming. Bear with me. Technical difficulty. I don't see my studio up anymore. Stand by, please. Okay. Am I on? I'm looking good. Okay. Should be all right. Not muted. Okay. Think we're all right. If someone wants to let me know who's out there, please do so. But look at my chat room coming back up. Okay, again, I apologize. I don't mean to get you into the nitty-gritty of internet radio world, but these things happen sometimes, so my apologies. I don't know. It looks good. Hope I'm still coming through okay. 718-305-7176. Phone number. And over here till 7 o'clock, Christopher Manti radio program rolls on. It's now 6:15 PM. And it is time for a little message about what we call Trad AM, our partner here on Conservative Nation Radio, called Traditional American Movement. Now, the leftist media would like us conservatives to think that we're all just a few lonely voices out in the wilderness, but do not be fooled. Americans identify themselves as conservatives. We far outnumber liberals 2-1, according to numerous polls, even the ones done by progressives. So if you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com. or TradAM, as we call our home. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without the turf wars that are plaguing us. Find out what's new in the conservative movement, the community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the revolution, all on TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. That's TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAM, of course, is a liberal free website, and we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong, the lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host,
Manti.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is I, Christopher Manti. Welcome back to my show. For about 40 minutes left of the program here, 718-305-7176. Thank you so much for joining me. I sincerely appreciate you very, 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 very much. And whether it's live now in the air or afterwards, downloading me, podcast as the nomenclature goes, thanks. I love it. Appreciate it. For some reason, a lot more folks like to listen to me that way. That's awesome. Hey, I know it's a little tough to take live. You don't know what's going to happen. No, seriously. Thank you. However, you're hearing me and whenever. I'm so thankful. Just a regular guy here. And this network, Conservative Nation Radio, is a bunch of regular guys and girls who love their country and their freedoms, their liberties, and are willing to fight. And this is our little way of fighting back. And, of course, there are other ways, much more effective ways, but this doesn't hurt. And I'm trying to actually help launch another radio network, not to compete with. I'm not going to be on the air there, just to help it get off the ground using the same format. Working with Faith and Freedom Coalition of Delaware, taking a communications director role with them. And part of that, the reason I did that is because it's reaching out and coalescing so many different groups and faith groups, as we would say, basically Christian churches, and liberty-minded folks from all over this state, and also now partnering with the three neighboring states around us. We have organizations in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Maryland who are joining with us. So that is tremendously awesome news, and I look forward to growing that organization as much as I can. I certainly don't have endless hours to devote to that, but I know the president of the coalition very well, and I trust him completely, and he's definitely one to be on the side of. So that's pretty awesome. So anyway, I'm trying to help that get off the ground with the radio network for those states under the banner of Faith and Freedom. So hopefully we can make that happen here the next couple months or sooner. And that's a great thing to get more, again, normal people with who are willing to fight the progressive left and the encroachment of Islam and these social issues that are so divisive. You know, anything that we can do to stand up to evil, we want to do that. And I want to help. Okay? So that's neat. And what else? And just I don't want to say advice or whatever, but if you're like me, I've been disenchanted with denominations of Christianity forever. I was born and raised in the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic, up through almost college years. I went through confirmation and all that stuff, and just started reading the Bible for myself, and then I left that denomination and never joined another one, to be honest with you, but never really was about joining a local church. And I don't want to say that was a mistake, because I don't think God makes mistakes with people who are faithful to him, but it might have been. I don't know. But I'm trying to rectify that now and helping the only non-denominational church in my area. When I say area, I mean a sizable portion of my county. It's a large area with a lot of established, old school denominations. But, in the 20-mile radius, we might be the only one. It's called, local plug here, it's called North Life Community Church in Wilmington, Delaware. If you're anywhere in the area, please, you are totally invited as my personal guest. And if you ask for me, if you do show up, I'd be happy to meet with you, show you around the place, and any questions you might have, I'll introduce you to the lead pastor, get you involved in groups and all this other good stuff. So be more than happy to welcome you there. I think we can do great things. And I don't know, it's where I'm supposed to be. I mean, that's the bottom line there. God has put me there, and we'll see what happens, right? Anywho, so I suggest that if you're in that same situation, that don't be afraid to make that commitment and let the Lord use you, and because you're born to be a leader and much more than you think you are. Much more. And if you commit to it, you're going to find all kinds of time you didn't think you had maybe open up. The Lord is faithful. So anyways, I want to encourage that. If you find a Bible teaching church, in my case, it was important that it was not a specific denomination, because I have problems doctrinally with all of them. Not to say you're going to agree 100% on your church that you're with, or you're a member of, or volunteer for, but, you don't want anything getting in the way of you being a leader there. And that's what you're called to do in your area where you're planted to lead, to be with other leaders and fight back against evil. It is here and it is growing. And part of the theme here last month or two on my show, Dr. R.C. Sproul, who's a theologian in Florida, had a great quote that I think just needs to be drilled into our minds day after day after day after day, because we get so complacent and comfortable, especially here in America. We have it so good. This place is just so wonderful that we could just mind other things. But look, R.C. Sproul says this: Jesus' life was not just controversial, it was a storm of controversy. A storm. The apostles, like the prophets before them, could hardly go a day without controversy. Paul said he debated daily in the marketplace. To avoid controversy is to avoid Christ. We can have peace, but it is a servile, carnal peace where the truth is slain in the street. Peace is not what being Christian is about. Don't think you can avoid being controversial. Speak the truth boldly, to authority, to power. Because the minute you chicken out, Satan wins. That's a victory for your enemy. We're here to put on the armor of God and fight. It's not too complicated now, is it? No, it is not. Let me read to you another group, of course, that you know of big on is called Abolish Human Abortion .com. They're about the abolition of this evil practice, just like slavery before it a century ago. This is taking away your First Amendment right to live. Not First Amendment, it's the first natural right. It's God given. He created you. Not up to your mother or the state to kill you. If you're innocent, you haven't done anything, you don't get to be killed. No state can decide on this. It is a natural right. Abolish, abolish. And here on the back of their very cool and informative, well done and extensive booklet you can order by going to their website. Actually, they'll just send it to you when you need to order it. On the back, it's a picture of Daniel in the lion's den. You know, from the Old Testament, of course, Book of Daniel. He was thrown in there because he dared not worship the king of Babylon. Babylon means confusion. Pick up, ears perk up. Here's what it says: Christians are not called to live comfortable lives. We are committed to an unfettered, untainted, uncompromising adherence to the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, and step down into space-time history to redeem a lost, wandering, and wicked people, that's you, from sin, certain death, and eternal separation from God. We are abolitionists because we have been adopted by God. Our work is biblically mandated and sovereignly ordained. We are called to be salt and light in a sin-darkened and morally depraved world. We are commanded to care for the fatherless and bring peace to the oppressed and preyed upon. We have been exhorted to expose the deeds of darkness and destroy all speculations raised up against the knowledge of God. We are exhorted to rescue the weak from death, snatch the falling from the flames, and hold back the stumbling from the slaughter. Amen to that. Do you stand with me? Let me talk to you about Patriot Depot, please. If you go to conservativenationradio.org, you'll see these things, including the Patriot Depot. Let's assume you're listening to Conservative Nation Radio Network. You are a conservative. Duh. You love America and our Constitution, just like we do. And that's, since that's the case, you're going to want a Supply Depot. Get everything you want, from books, bumper stickers, patriotic T-shirts, flags, etc. Your pipeline to all of that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to the website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all of your conservative revolution needs. So wave your flag and proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Now, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Here's a fancy one right here. It's missing a leg, but that's all right. Whatever. Washers and dryers from a laundromat. Oh, wow, and check this out. Another deep fryer. And I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Son Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Countrymen and ladies, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is my phone number here on the Christopher Manti Show. I'm with you every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, here on Conservative Nation Radio Network. This is the Trinity Media Studios, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled, bastion of truth. I just made that up. Could you tell? Give me a call, email if you want, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Or it's a chat room here in the broadcast. If you're listening live on Block Talk Radio, just go down, scroll down under the where the show is playing, and you'll see a chat room. Log in and go to work. Okay. That's awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Appreciate you doing what you do, and hopefully be better today than we were yesterday. Not too much to ask, right? So I got 30 more minutes here, and then I'm out. Out. What do we got here? Let's see. I've got... we talk about how Islam is making itself known around the world. And, of course, that is known. You know them by their fruits. And I see a lot of death and destruction, rape, mutilation, suffering. And those are the fruits around the world. I don't know. Can you appreciate what it's like to have to hold church in a house or in a secret abandoned building in the dead of night? You know what it's like to have your church attacked with everyone inside and to murder your brothers and sisters right in front of you? If you're a pastor, there's literally a target on you. If you dare to go against either Islam or the corrupt government that you're serving under, dictatorships and authoritarians of every kind, any challenge to their power, whether it be Islamic or otherwise, can't be tolerated. That's human nature. That's the beast of man, so to speak. And they can't beat this Christianity thing because they know we don't serve any man. We're not bowed to them. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. We sure, here, taxes. Here you go. Money. Big whoop. It's only temporary anyway. Render to God what is God's. And that's our very bodies and our souls. So like Daniel, for us, we will not bow down. We will not bow down. Daniel 11:32. Let me go to that. And it says in the NASB, the people who know their God will display strength and take action. Some translations say stand firm. King James says, people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits, great exploits. This is, of course, the subject is the Antichrist, the false Christ, Satan himself when he comes. The New Living Translation is good. He will flatter and win over those who have violated the covenant. But the people who know their God will be strong and will resist him. And Satan doesn't have to be here personally for you to resist his plan. That's what is needed. That's an active thing, right? Resisting. Passive resistance. I don't even know what that means, really. Doing something beyond praying. Praying is might be the most important thing you can do, but it doesn't end there. Prayer alone doesn't get it done. Faith plus works. If you try to do just faith, you're going to fail. If you're going to try to do just works, you're going to fail. The Bible's clear about that. Faith without works is dead. And so is the opposite. You don't really have faith. You don't really believe the promises of God and the truth of Jesus Christ if you're not willing to act on it, if you shy away from controversy. Your faith is not really alive at all. Conversely, if you think doing good deeds like helping the poor and feeding the hungry and sheltering the abused and on down the line, all tremendously awesome things, great, great things, but they're just things, that doesn't save you. Works alone will not do it. Belief alone will not be enough. Strength and action. Do you know God? People who know their God will display strength and take action. Stand firm and resist. Resist. All right, so that's pretty cool stuff, right? There is a prayer that I wanted to relate. Excuse me. That I think is powerful. Feel free to use it. It's short. But it's something that dovetails with what I've been saying here tonight. Not only for yourself, this will relate to you personally, to those around you, and the church in general. We're the last stand. This is the last line of defense. Everything else in society is gone, dying. We don't even have the Boy Scouts anymore. Girl Scouts, too, by the way, just saw an article about them standing with Planned Parenthood. How perverse is that? How sick. It's beyond, defies description, really. How vapid that all is. That's increase of evil.
period. And who fights it? Who's supposed to fight the hell and satanic forces? You are, Christian. You are. Here's this prayer for awakening. Let's pray this is tonight, or often as you want. Like I say, write it down, steal it, I don't care. Holy Spirit, come like a mighty rushing wind and awaken us out of our complacency, our apathy, our indifference. Disturb us, for we are too content to let things go on as they are and to let people go on not knowing you. Penetrate the closed gates of our hearts and make us live again. O Holy Spirit, create among us a mighty Christian revolution and cast the fear of the unknown out of our lives. Amen. Got one more segment. I'll be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You wondered why people spend so much time reading celebrity blogs. You read a celebrity blog. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake shakes the community to the ground. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
No, I just want to rock out for a bit. Hang on. All right. That's better. That is good stuff. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. My phone number. Last segment here on the Manti Show. Every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Spread the word, please. We're gaining steam here on CNR. CNR show on Twitter, please. It's the cool, hip, and hot thing to do. Please do that right now. Follow us. Thank you. Thank you very much. Huge, man. Huge. Oh, yeah. And then next Friday, I'll be back again. So that's cool. Hope to see you or have you hear me. And, hope you are leading and reaching out to your circle of influence, shaking people awake. Now we have to prepare. This complacency, apathy, and indifference is not going to fly anymore. All right, maybe you got audited by the IRS.
Right, so my maybe maybe you work for Fox News Channel. I don't know. Maybe. And you served in Libya on a security force and were told to stand down. I don't know, but something is bound to rattle you at some point if you're listening to me, I would think. Yep, I would think so. Remember, reading list, folks. I know your time is precious. So is mine. But I got in a 1,000-page book a couple weeks ago called They Fired the First Shot 2012. Again, word of caution. It's very Catholic. Too much so to some folks. But that's all right. Forget about that part. It's a tremendous, it's a damning I don't want to say portfolio, it's a dossier of executive orders by the Obama administration. This is going up to only to last year, remember. This book's about 8 or 9 months old now. And it goes through step by step by step what powers the government and this president already have. It will blow your mind. There's really nothing you can't do right now. The book accurately predicted his reelection. And it was funny. It was almost like mocking the idea that he would not win. Like, how silly are you? Look at all these safeguards he's got in place. He's got control of everything. And the progressives in general, and the Soroses of the world, there's no way he was losing. That's the point of that. It also predicted a fall for the Tea Party, which I think is accurate as well, because they're not, they, I include myself in it. Tea Party groups are not, you know, they try to be focused on economic issues, basically, exclusively, and intentionally didn't go the God route. Well, the social issues, right? The author made a case that because that's the very reason we would wane in influence, because God isn't blessing it. You don't honor him, you get the shaft. Good luck with that. You know, good luck without me, that type of thing. So that was interesting also. And also, the other book, The Harbinger, you can read that also, The Harbinger, which is a novel by Jonathan Cahn, Messianic Rabbi in New Jersey. But I would just skip right to the version that just came out recently, which is called The Harbinger Companion with Study Guide, which is just the scriptural truth behind that story and the amazing recreation happening again of the judgment on Israel in the Bible, in the Old Testament, when the house of Israel fell to the Assyrians. The same thing is happening to the United States. September 11th is through 9 different proofs was the day of national judgment. And it continues, and it will get worse and worse and worse. So it's basically proving by the book, literally by the book, that we are under judgment right now. And national repentance is the only thing that will stop it. But let's be real, that ain't happening. So you're only up to individual repentance and being a champion where you are. So highly recommend those books to start getting prepared. And then thankfully it looks like maybe this July 4th armed march on D.C. won't be happening, or at least the organizer is probably a fraud, crazy guy, this Kokesh dude. I don't think anybody with a brain should follow anything he does. It could be an Obama plant used to protest the Iraq war and stuff. I mean, whatever. He's got a couple screws loose there. But anyway, still might happen, or if not then some other time. Any moment, any given time, something like that could happen. And what is that going to mean when they swoop down and all of a sudden every patriot group, Tea Partier and Christian and everybody else is under the gun? How are you going to react to that? What if there's, God forbid, the ultimate paranoia, martial law? It's not out of the realm of possibility. In fact, it's very easy to accomplish. That's why you have to read these executive orders. And so thankfully, that's not going to happen, more possibly. But what is going to happen for sure is in August, the next phase of denying religious liberty will begin in earnest, with the healthcare law and the quote-unquote HHS mandate. It will affect the Catholic Church most directly, but others as well. And we should all be Catholics on that day. It's literally telling you must violate your religion. That's the law of the United States. That's what it's saying. Well, the fact is, that's not a valid law. If it says that, the whole thing is invalid. You don't have to obey it. There are others like that, but this is just an example. So what are you willing to do about that? How are you willing to disobey? Think it through. Think it through, folks. Time is coming. We have to decide what we're going to do and who we are going to serve, really. You're going to be light in this world, salt. You're going to occupy like we're supposed to, put on our armor like we're supposed to. We're going to shrink away, be intimidated, be ruled by our fear of the unknown. First of all, darn most things can be known if you study God's word. So, until next week, I will bid you adieu. And who knows what's going to happen then. But I'll be here. Remember to listen to all our shows, conservativenationradio.org. We have shows every day of the week, practically. What are we missing now? Monday? I guess we're trying to, we're very close to filling that, but I'm not ready to announce anything. But point is, any day you want, and go check out the archives. Our past shows are all available for you. So thank you for being with me tonight. God bless you. And be prepared.